Resources and Early Enterprises, how Knapp's Creek and Bird's Creek became important along the river route to Port Andrews. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to usgenweb.info, 1906, Chapter 8, Knapp's Creek, on its passage through the town of Richwood, furnishes an excellent water privilege 8 feet headwaters high. Alonzo Carson was the first to utilize and improve this power, purchasing the property in Section 20 in 1855 and erecting a sawmill there. In April of 1866, a freshet washed the mill away, and he at once rebuilt. In 1870, A.H. Avery became sole proprietor. In 1871, he built a grist mill at the cost of about $5,000, equipping it with 2 run of burrs. Samuel Yeager owned an interest in the property for several years and operated a chair factory in connection with it. The Ellsworth Mills, they were erected on Section 6. J.S. Ellsworth, in 1856, did so. They did general sawing, planing, matching, and band sawing, the principal products being materials for wagons and agricultural implements. In 1867, Thomas J. Ellsworth erected a tannery near Ellsworth Mills and operated the same for about 10 years. In 1848, Melendeth Witt settled on Bird's Creek and put in shape a device for crushing hominy. What is hominy, you ask? It is the whole kernels of dried field corn. It was so arranged that by the use of a water wheel, a weight would be raised and let fall into a wooden mortar. In the mortar, about a peck of corn could be placed, and this would be crushed to meal in a day's time. The only trouble Mr. Witt complained of was the crows would occasionally carry off the corn before it was ground. Adam Bird came to Richland County in 1844 and settled on Section 25 in the town of Richwood near the creek which bears his name. He erected the first sawmill in that town and had the same in operation in 1845. The post office was originally established at Bird's Creek, spelled with an I, in March of 1890, and was changed to Bird's Creek, spelled with a Y, as to how Adam Bird spelled his name, some 2 months later. In 1879, H.B. Ellsworth leased the water privilege, with Knapp's Creek furnishing it on Section 17. And set a card milling in operation. He afterward added a sawmill, a general woodworking department, manufacturing for broom handles, table legs, sled runners, and etc. In 1854, in the vicinity of Excelsior, W.H. Haskins purchased the southwest quarter of Section 16, at which place Knapp's Creek furnished an excellent water power, and there he erected a sawmill. The first blacksmith of Excelsior, he was William Haskins, who opened a shop there in 1867. And then Henry Cooey also opened a blacksmith shop in 1869, 2 years later. The first harness shop was opened by R. Buchanan, Jr. in 1870, and C.J. Moore opened a wagon and carriage shop in Excelsior in 1879. Excelsior is located to the north of Knapp's Creek in a beautiful agricultural district and is surrounded by the most fertile and highly prolific lands.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative achy breaky news. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.